Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Home Business Radio with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor, helping you chart your way through the choppy waters of succeeding as a home-based entrepreneur. This is your how-to show to help you successfully join the tens of millions of people who operate home-based businesses. And now, here are your hosts, Richard Captain Henderson and Sherilyn Colleen.
Greetings and welcome to Home Business Radio. I'm Richard Cap Henderson, your skipper at Home Business Radio.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your
co-host. Let's get the Home Business Radio show underway. Smart home business owners must take time to tune up their marketing strategies. Embrace key tools to transform your marketing engine, differentiate yourself, and reach more clients to increase income in 2018.
In this episode of Home Business Radio, we interview Teresa Barnaby, co-author of Multiply Your Business. Teresa's inspirational story started as a United Postal Service UPS driver. At a very young age, she struggled through many ups and downs, and she worked her way up as a corporate marketing manager with UPS.
Teresa then shifted to the real estate industry, where she managed a 150-agent office and owned the real estate school and a personal development coaching and training company. Today, Teresa is a highly sought-out consultant. She shares cutting-edge business advice, insights that will empower and deliver value to our listeners, especially those with an entrepreneurial spirit.
So greetings, Teresa Barnaby. Say hello to our radio and podcast audiences.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good to be with you today.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. In this episode of Home Business Radio, we're adding a new feature. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business success tips. Today's tip, what is the single biggest simple thing you can do to maintain credibility with the vendors who serve you? Stay tuned and we'll share this secret with you at the end of today's show. So, Teresa Barnaby, I like to talk about marketing as a toolbox, filled with lots of different tools depending on where you are at in your home business cycle. Teresa, what is the initial marketing tool for listeners to institute first?
Well, you know, there's a saying out there, the money is in the database. And so every business person, especially home-based businesses, because we overlook this aspect, is that we should be creating a workable database and then work that database. You know, people do business with people they know and like. And when they get to know and like you, hopefully then they'll trust you. And then once that trust is built, then they'll do business with you and or they'll refer business to you. So if everybody could just master the art of building business relationships with people that are in their database, the business naturally comes. But our database sometimes is like the junk drawer in the kitchen, like we throw in business cards or we throw in return addresses on envelopes, but it could be as simple as an Excel database, just with names and phone numbers and notes about how we met them. And yes, in your database is going to be like friends, family, peers, coworkers from previous jobs. But there is a gold mine in relationships that we build with people, especially when we're on our own. And it is up to us to generate our own leads and to grow our own business. Nobody's going to do that for us. So a database is one of the ways that will definitely assure constant contact opportunities to get to know and like people and have them get to know and like you too, by the way.
Well, you got my attention, money and database. So there's no misconceptions with the audience. When you see the word database, a lot of people freeze up and think we're getting into computer programming. But what you're really talking about, it's a way to gather and put into some kind of an organizational framework the key information on your customers so you can access and interact with them. So, you know, we need to look at the database as marketing. But we should touch a little bit on the technology. You talked an Excel spreadsheet. Is there any kind of, recommendations like a sales management program that you think is good or even working with just Access or Microsoft Outlook? Do you have any recommendations that you think are the best types of databases to work with to gather information on your customers?
You know, there's so much out there. They're called CRMs, which are just contact management systems. And there are some that are very detailed and complicated that have a high learning curve associated with them. So what I like to say is research CRM, C as in Charlie, R as in Road, and M as in Mary, and find one that works with your technology level. And that's why I like to talk about Excel. First of all, Excel, if you're on a PC, it is usually free. And there's also the same database on the Mac. And as long as it's free and you have it, then there's no excuse not to use it. And it's literally just typing. So any database that you use or any system that you use to hold your database, make it one that you're going to work. Don't buy something that's all fancy with all these bells and whistles if you're not going to work it. And it's not the system. Richard, I think this is the biggest thing I want to get across. It's not the tool that you're going to use. It's that you're going to use the what's in the tool. Just because we put people in a database doesn't mean that, we're going to get business from them. And that's what I meant when I said, you know, you create a workable database, but then you got to work the database. And there are systems to work the database, and that's more important than how you capture the data. Just have some method of capturing the data, but spend more time, energy, and effort on building relationships, working that database so that these are the people who are going to help you grow your business.
Yeah, that brings up a memory of mine back in the Navy. We talked about don't let the admin tail wag the training dog. And the kind of what you're saying here is the focus, you know, your important thing is to interact with your customers and don't become slave to the database, where it's all about figuring out how to make your data. You never get around to the important part, which is to use that data to be able to build and foster relationships with your customers.
So kind of going off of that, can you expand maybe steps that people should take on working your database?
Sure. And Richard, you're spot on. And yes, I would love to answer that question. So I kind of created, because when I left corporate America, I literally now run home-based businesses. My coaching business is a home-based business. My school is not even bricks and mortar. It's a home-based business. And so I had to figure out the simplest method. And so here's what I created. It's an ABCD method. And so all you have to do is look at a name and ask yourself if they're an A, a B, a C, or a D. So an A person in your database would be somebody that you know. It's just, I know these people, and I know that they will do business with me and refer business to me.
So those
when
are your
you look
highest
at that
priority.
Name, say what?
Those are your highest priority contacts, the ones that are there. They're ones you want to maintain relationships with.
Yes.
If they're already customers or they're, you know, you know they're going to become a customer.
Yes. There's no doubt in your mind. It's just a matter of when the time hits, when they need your services, they're going to be yours, and they're going to trust that you're going to take care of them. And then the Bs, they're the ones that you think they will. You're just not 100% sure. And so your job is to build that relationship with the Bs to turn them into As. They're the closest ones. They're going to step up on that ladder of doing business with you. So you always work your A's. You always stay top of mind with your A's so that when they need you, they know how to get you because you've been in touch with them. They haven't forgotten you. And then you work your B's, the people that you think you will. You want to convert them into, I know they will. And then you're continually growing your A bucket, which expands your business opportunity with these folks. And then the C's, well, they're people that you just don't know. You know, you may have met them at a networking event. They may have come to you as a cold lead. You just don't know. But you have to find out. I mean, they came to you for a reason.
So
you have to find out.
And then prospects, you know, your basic prospects.
Yes. They're your basic prospects. It's your first line level lead. And your job is to get the C's to B's, not to A's. because relationships are nurturing, right? You got to nurture those relationships so that you can step them up. So the C's, I don't know if they'll do business with me. I don't know if they'll refer business to me, but here's what I do know. If I nurture my relationships with them, I give them items of value, I become a go-to person for them, I'm going to move them to the B's. Then when they're in the B's, I'm going to move them to A's. And the fun part, and I'm also going to say it's the hard part, is to recognize that there are some people that are the D's. And those are the people that you could easily delete. The D's are delete. Yeah. You're either going to delete them from your database because you don't want to work with them. No matter what you do, you can't satisfy them. Maybe best case scenario, you'll refer them to somebody that could deal with them. You know, we don't get along with everybody. And if we talk about all businesses relationship, you got to get along with people. And there's some people that you don't, and those are the people that you're either going to delete and or refer them to somebody who could get along with them.
Yeah, sometimes you have to refer the customer. I mean, so basically a key principle that you're talking about with A, B, C's, and D's, you want to move them up the next rung in the ladder. In other words, don't look at moving a C to an A or a D to an A. You want to look at this as a stepping process and what you need to do to move that prospect up to your next highest level of a priority.
Yes, because you know it's going to affect the time that you spend working your database or lead generating, right? So you want to spend the most amount of time with your A's, and then you want to spend a lot of time with your B's. And so when you have the opportunity, you'll work your C's, but you'll move them up to B's, and then eventually they'll get more time and attention. And when they get up to A's, they get a lot of time and attention from you.
Great point. Before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Shane Douglas, one of the home-based business industry's top income earners and trainers. He's looking to train the right motivated individuals, get paid, and people pay their monthly utility bills. Shane Douglas has an established business model to profit off the paying of these bills. For more information, visit www.bthe1.com or our radio show podcast webpage for more information on sponsors. Okay, Teresa, data should not be impersonal. We're gathering that. You have to make personal connections with your database. Teresa, what are the kinds of conversations one should have with folks in their database?
You know, that's one of the biggest questions I get. So what do I say to my sphere of influence? And I kind of want to help everybody. Look, the reason why we don't pick up the phone or the reason why we don't stop by and visit people is because we have this thought that we have to sell. And a lot of people don't like selling because we know we don't like to be sold. So it's not about selling. It's about relationships. And so when you ask me, you know, like, well, what kind of conversations am I supposed to have? Look, I'm going to ask everybody a question. Have you been a person longer than you've been a home-based business person? You know, we have more history of being the person. And my thing is, and I coach people through this all the time, just show up as the person first, because that's who they're going to get to know and like. The conversations are naturally going to flow over to business. But if you go in with, I got a sell mindset versus a relationship building mindset, you're going to go for the juggler. And your prospects and your clients, your customers, they're going to smell that. They're going to run the other way. You don't need to go for the juggler.
So just to hit a key point here, start these conversations to build the relationship. And from the relationship, bring forth moving towards more interaction, becoming, you know, somebody that they can, you can influence them, that they feel that you add value, and then that will then build towards the sale.
Absolutely. You got to get to know them as individuals first, right? You know, you got to find out what do they like, what do they need, you know, what are their hot buttons, what are their hobbies, you know, how big is their family? You got to get to know them first. That's where the trust comes from. Once you get the trust, they'll do business with you. If you have a need, I mean, if they have a need and you have a product or a service that fulfills that need and they trust you, they're going to come to you if they remember you. And that's why you stay in touch with your database. You got to stay top of mind. You got to stay in front of them so that when they're thinking or they hear anybody thinking about your product or your service, that they're like, oh, shoot, you need to call Jim. You know, he's the guy, he's the man, or she's the gal. And that only happens because they have built a trusting relationship with you enough to refer you.
So people
so be
buy
the person
on,
first.
People buy on trust and not on price. Some good points there. One of them, you know, using internet technology, keeping in touch, keeping the conversations going. What do you think of, say, getting a newsletter, having an email newsletter that you send out periodically to your opt-in customers? Do you feel that might add value? I'm just looking at ways that a time-pressed home-based entrepreneur can leverage their time when they don't necessarily have the time to make a lot of phone calls or they're working after hours. Maybe some ways that they can get that conversation started.
Yes. I thank you for bringing that up. When I was doing real estate sales before I went into management, I sent out a quarterly newsletter. And the newsletter was more let me just explain it this way. The very first page was called A Letter from the Heart, where I just shared a story with them. You know, if it's a story about the holidays, if it's pictures of a tree I put up, if it's, something that's going on in my life, I allowed people into some private space. And it was literally called A Letter from the Heart. And that was my opening page of my newsletter. And then other articles were things that were relevant to my people. In other words, if I knew what their hobbies were, I would have articles about different people's hobbies, mostly my A's and some of my B's. So I would do an article. If somebody was into fishing, I would do an article about fishing. And then I would have articles interspersed in that newsletter about real estate, about my business.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is this a real estate newsletter? It sounds smart. So you're drawing people in with those personal stories, and then your
yes.
key content in real estate follows along and you know, it's probably more readable at that point.
Yes. I'll tell you, the one thing in that newsletter that got me the greatest business that I would love to share with you all is I had one page that was the referral tree. And I literally had a picture of a tree, and I said, welcome to the family. And what I would do is everybody knew that came into my business with me from my last newsletter, I would mention their name, and then I would thank the person that referred them. So that I'm giving recognition to the person that sent them, and I'm giving recognition and welcoming the new people to the family tree. And, oh, my gosh, if you were to ask me what was the top, probably the thing that caused the most referrals, it was recognizing and rewarding the behavior that I wanted by recognizing the people that sent me referrals. It was awesome.
People were, like, looking for ways to, how can we refer somebody and get some recognition, too?
Yes. Yeah, just acknowledge them in whatever you're doing. Welcome the new ones and acknowledge the ones that actually put their neck out and said, I trust this person. Use them.
Sometimes that can be a risk.
It is.
Okay. So no doubt data and working your database is critical to your business success. After that, what would you say is the next most powerful marketing tool business owners must use?
You know, I've been in business over 30 years, most of it on my own now, and I got to tell you, my business changed the day I published a book. And I would say the absolute most powerful lead generation tool, business building tool, is a book, because you can showcase your expertise. You can educate the consumer. You become an instant authority. You differentiate yourself. There are so many valuable aspects of you being an author of your own book. And I just want to address this because I know some of your listeners will be like, I don't know how to write a book. Well, it's okay. But I want you to tap into everything you know about your business, your product, and your service, and how it benefits the consumer. And I promise you, you have a book inside of you. You just think it has to be like what do we say in our training workshops? We say, you think you have, the book has to be like Gone with the Wind. It really doesn't. It has to be short and sweet and easy read, and use that as a, as the most painless lead generation tool ever in ever created. I don't even know how to say it. I get so excited, I get tongue-tied. It is a painless
generation. We're looking at a book. I think the key focus here and how this can be applicable to any home-based business owner is that you're targeting this book and its subject content to your niche, and the narrower the better, and that will add customers within the niche. So you're not out to get the next Grisham romance multi-million dollar seller. You're interested in getting a book out there that your customers and potential customers, maybe using it as a referral, will appreciate and get value from, because you're sharing your lessons learned on how to be successful, and you're just putting it into a book form.
That's it. And you use the book to grow your business. So I have a book and I use it to grow my coaching business. So I just came from an event where I had the opportunity to speak. There were about 53 people in the room, and I walked out of there with 12 solid leads because of my book. Now, I'll take those numbers. I'll take that anytime that I get leads just because I have a book. Now, what happens after I get the leads is it's up to me to do the conversion.
Right.
But no business grows without some kind of marketing and lead generation first, so that we have people to talk with, to build relationships with, and cause the conversion to happen from a lead to a client or a customer.
Yeah, I think when somebody sees your book, it just makes a natural connection where they remember you more. And well, one of the questions I have on the book is, you know, people are thinking of something published that they're holding. I mean, a book can also be, if you can't afford to print it, the cost of printing, you can put it online in a PDF format and, you know, go through other electronic distribution channels. So you don't have to necessarily put the ink on paper to have that book.
Right. And you know what? We're seeing it all the time. So yeah, just yesterday I was on Facebook and there was it's the Lost Leader, right? So download this free ebook. And then of course, as soon as you sign up for the free ebook, there's another one coming right behind it, selling one. So in my case, I use the book, you know, get the book, and then you get a free 30-minute coaching call with me. Now I have lead. Whether I give the book away or whether I sell the book, it's the Lost Leader. It's what I use. It's my business card. It's what I use to get people to talk to me, to be curious about how I can write a book.
I didn't think of a book that mattered, but it's actually a big business card that makes a much greater impact.
Yeah, it's a business card. It's the best brochure you could ever create, right?
For sure.
I mean, you don't need a trifold brochure to tell people what you do. Daggone, write a book about it, and then they'll know that you're the go-to person because you're the book. You're in the book. It's about what you do. Sorry, I do. I get really excited because it literally has changed the face of my business once I discovered that.
Well, I can't wait to read your book.
I can't wait to send you one.
So, Teresa, switching gears a little bit, why is differentiation so critical to small business success?
You know, small businesses run America. I mean, that's just the fact that we're seeing. And so the key to differentiation is that you stand out of all the other small businesses, and you stand out in your niche. A long time ago, I read a book called Differentiate or Die. And just the cover alone, as a businesswoman, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I have to differentiate or my business is going to die.
I like that. Instead of adapt or die, it's differentiate or die.
It's differentiate or die, yeah. And so I went about, as soon as I read that book, I went about and I said, how can I always do something that makes me a standout in my field? And when you are a standout in your field, you know, people see you, they find you, they want to be a part of that. And when I talk about a book being a massive instant differentiation factor, but it doesn't have to be a book. What is it that you do differently? That's what's going to attract the leads for you to grow the relationships with, to grow your business with. You got to differentiate. You have to be a standout or we'll get lost.
We're starting to run a little bit short on time. So differentiation is important. And I think it's safe to assume you tie that in with your database, where database can help you in that task of differentiating. And
absolutely.
And being effective at that. Well,
yeah.
Just
the items of value that you give your database will differentiate you. You know somebody's interested in fishing and you send them a fishing article nobody else has because they're too busy selling, you've just differentiated yourself.
Riches in niches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa,
yes.
This has been a great discussion on using key tools in our marketing toolboxes such as databases and differentiation. You've shared great advice. Do you have any final points to share with our audience?
Yes, I would like to say just stay bold. You know, that boldness is what compelled us to open our own businesses. And the dream pursuit is fueled by that boldness to go for it. So don't lose sight of the dream. Always be moving in the direction of your goals because you're staying bold. And then you'll have the energy to do the right things right. But it starts with that passion, that boldness, that desire. Go for it.
Teresa Barnaby, thank you for being such a great guest on Home Business Radio.
Thank you.
To read more about Teresa Barnaby and her book, Multiply Your Business, 10 New Marketing Strategies for the Real Estate Industry, visit the radio website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business success tip. What is the single most important thing you can do to maintain credibility with the vendors who serve you? One word, payment. Try to pay your vendors on time. Money talks and all else walks. Dodging payment is the easiest way to destroy your credibility. We all hit choppy seas in cash flow and cannot pay vendors on time. Just make sure that when that happens, you actively communicate with your vendors with their payment status. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Home Business Radio. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
This is the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Pauling. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.